Nearly 1 million children to be jabbed after polio outbreak in Cairns, London. By Peter Cattell on August 10, 2022. An outbreak of polio in Sadiq Khan's London has now prompted a mass vaccination regime for all of the city's nearly 1 million children. Nearly 1 million children in leftist Mayor Sadiq Khan's London are to be offered polio booster jabs after the disease was detected in multiple locations in the sewer system of the capital city. Experts believe that these samples reflect community transmission among London's 9 million residents. According to a report by The Guardian, the outbreak is believed to have originated from someone recently given the live oral polio vaccine, OPV, a form of vaccination not used within the UK. While the method of vaccination does reportedly provide good protection against polio, the person given the vaccine sheds what the publication calls vaccine-like virus in their stool. These harmless viruses can then become harmful vaccine-derived polio viruses that can cause serious harm to those infected, with some of these vaccine-derived viruses having now been detected in London. With viruses being detected in the boroughs of Barnet, Camden, Hackney, Haringey, Islington, and Waltham Forest, parents of the city's around 900,000 children aged 1 to 9 are to receive letters telling them to get their kids jabbed, with medical experts hoping that jabbing all of the city's children within 6 weeks will see off the spread of the disease. The confirmation of London's outbreak and preventative vaccine rollout comes as New York experiences a similar event, with New York State Health Commissioner Dr. Mary Bassett warning the city may now be aware of the tip of the iceberg in terms of known cases. She said, based on earlier polio outbreaks, New Yorkers should know that for every one case of paralytic polio observed, there may be hundreds of other people infected. These, in turn, follow a warning earlier this year by a British Member of Parliament that a narrow-minded obsession with delivering coronavirus vaccines at all costs damaged other vaccine programs, and this risked a return of polio in Western nations where it had effectively been stamped out decades ago. Esther McVeigh, Conservative MP and former government minister, said coronavirus obsession could create collateral damage that was entirely avoidable. McVeigh said, as Breitbart reported, last summer, we were specifically warned that children were not getting vital vaccines for cancers, meningitis and other devastating conditions such as polio. Are we now paying the price of the worldwide COVID obsession? Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.